Medicaid expansion is part of the Affordable Care Act, and consequently, the state's acceptance of increased eligibility and federal funds can be politically contentious. The private option is the state's alternative to using the federally run Medicaid program and has provided private insurance to over 200,000 lower-income Arkansans. It's an issue that at times has divided Arkansas's Republican Party. Representative Josh Miller of Heber Springs is opposed to the plan.
I think if you go back and look at the last election, look at how folks spoke, I don't think our Republican leadership is in line with the sentiment of the conservative, common-sense voters in the state of Arkansas.
While Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson, as well as legislative leadership, helped push the plan along, some conservatives who were vehemently opposed to the private option when it was created in 2013 are now behind the bill. Republican Representative Joe Farrar is among them.
Well, you know, two years ago, I fought hard to stop the private option. I failed.
Hutchinson's proposal calls for the private option to continue until its federal waiver expires at the end of 2016. Farrar views it as a wind down and consistent with his desire to end the plan.
I'm not continuing the private option. In my eyes, I'm stopping the private option the way it was designed.
As for what happens when the private option ends, if approved, the task force in the bill should have recommendations. Public Health Committee Chair Kelly Link says he wants the task force to keep Medicaid expansion in some form.
There's three major, overall things that can be done. Nothing, a hybrid expansion, or just pure expansion. Where would I lean personally? Most likely, I think there'll be some sort of hybrid expansion.
Farrar, too, says he's open to continuing to take increased Medicaid money to cover expanded income eligibility up to around $16,000 a year for an individual if it leads to larger Medicaid reforms, preferably receiving funds as a block grant.
If it saves the state of Arkansas money, I'll insure everybody in the state of Arkansas, or give everybody in the state of Arkansas health care. Not insurance. I'll give everybody health care in the state of Arkansas.
Ultimately, the task force recommendations on whether or not to keep taking expanded federal funds to provide insurance to a larger pool of low-income people than in pre-Affordable Care Act times, that could come down to who is on the task force. Representative Miller isn't so sure legislators opposed to expanding Medicaid will have a place.
Well, it's hard to have confidence in something when you don't know who's on it. You know, that's where I'm coming from. And I think a lot of folks in Arkansas are that way. It's really, there's a lack of trust right now.
The measure headed to the House floor has already passed the Senate. It requires a 3/4 vote, something Representative Link says is doable.
I think we have the votes. Ultimately, that's up to the 75 people, but I believe the votes will be there as people see that this is the best way forward for Arkansas.
Representative Miller, on the other hand, hopes to make a last stand against any semblance of Medicaid expansion when the bill makes it to the floor, which could be as early as Thursday. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.